USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump and the nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, both say they're encouraged by an experimental drug that's being tested on coronavirus patients. At a White House photo op yesterday, Fauci said the news coming out of Gilead Sciences looks very promising. Fauci noting, though, it's a treatment and not a vaccine. Former Republican congressman turned independent Justin Amash of Michigan says he is serious about having a good chance to both secure the Libertarian Party nomination for the White House and beat President Trump and Joe Biden in November. He says he stopped his campaign for the U.S. House back in February.
I spent some time really digging into it. Decided that I would run because I believe I can win. And that's the most important thing here.
And this is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable. But there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
New York detectives are investigating after about 100 decomposing human bodies were found in trucks outside a funeral home in Brooklyn. Reports are the funeral home's freezer had broken down in the midst of the pandemic, causing a backlog of bodies that stretched back at least 2 weeks. Some stored bodies were inside the funeral home, but the rest of them were in those unrefrigerated U-Haul trucks outside. Tyson Foods, offering millions of dollars now in bonuses to its frontline workers during the pandemic, it announced yesterday that it's giving $120 million to as many as 116,000 of its eligible workers. Much of the Mid-Atlantic and the Northeast are expecting some very heavy rains today, and there could be some severe weather as well. And this is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Dogs are being trained to sniff out the coronavirus at universities in Pennsylvania and in the UK in what experts say could revolutionize screening for the illness. The life-saving dogs will be used to screen people at airports, businesses, and hospitals to prevent the pathogen from spreading. According to researchers at the University of Pennsylvania and the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, the canines can identify malaria infections in humans, and now they hope to train and deploy 6 coronavirus-sniffing dogs to airports in the United Kingdom. At the University of Pennsylvania, 8 Labrador retrievers started their training this month, learning to identify an odor which is related to COVID-19. The government has released proof that the economy is taking a hit due to COVID-19. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
It's the first negative GDP number in 6 years, GDP being the broadest measure of the performance of the U.S. economy, and it shrank by more than analysts had predicted during the year's first quarter. The Commerce Department reporting that it shrank by 4.8% as the coronavirus pandemic started biting deep into the economy. Experts had forecast a 3.5% decline. President Trump, though, staying optimistic.
There's a tremendous feeling of optimism in this country. I can only say that.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.